Thank you. voices and worship unto him.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
day, every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Amen. And we thank God that on this afternoon, amen, that we're able to bow before His throne, that we recognize Christ as Lord, Lord of our lives, Lord of, amen, our families, Lord of our situation, Lord of our circumstances, that He is Lord. There's no one like Him. There's no one above Him. Amen. As we praise God for that. On this afternoon, we're going to dismiss the children. Amen. To your left, over here. So you can go to Sunday school, or better known as Kids Ministries. Amen. And we're going to prepare our hearts and lives to receive the Word of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How many of us truly do have joy deep down in our souls? And we sing it and do the good. It's in our testimony that I have joy deep down in my soul. And some said, this joy I have, how many know the world can't give you joy? How many know the world can't give you joy? This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. And because it's joy from the Lord, guess what? The world can't take it away. Can we just say joy? Just don't know where to go. Can we say joy? Can we say joy? The scripture says that joy of the Lord is our strength. So we just thank God today for joy. We thank God for all He's doing. Thank God for my wife being here. We thank God for all of you being here. Amen. You could have been anywhere else, but it's nothing like being in the house of the Lord. Amen. How many want to hear a word from God today? The Bible says God sent His word. You know what the word does? The word heals, the word delivers, and the word sets free. So I want to hear a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be set free if I got some stuff all on me. I want to be delivered if the devil been fighting me all week long. Hallelujah. I want deliverance. Most of all, I want to be able to say the joy of the Lord is my strength. Can we all say hallelujah? So we bless the Lord. Brother Lloyd. Amen. He lost his grandfather last week. That's why he wasn't here. Amen. And we just thank the saints, even if you're visitors. When you leave a loved one, you know, he didn't know, but if you lose a loved one, just let us know, because we like to, as a church, we're all part of the same family. We don't believe in your family, our family. Once we get baptized in Jesus' name, we're all in the family of God. We're all one family. So if you lose a loved one, send us something to let us know what the arrangements are, and whatever city or state, and we will make sure we send something from the church. Amen. Because you are important to us. Your family is important. Amen. So if you lose one, let us know. Don't just sit in a prayer request. What's this man here? I don't see her. I was messing with her. It ain't his cousin. Amen. All right. Make sure you give this message to her. All right? Yes, sir. You are the husband, right? You are her husband? Yes, I said, Sister Maggie, when you lose a loved one, send us the information so we can make sure we send a card or something. All right. Amen. I had to tell you because your husband, when I told him, he was kind of afraid. Like, who, me? Amen. But we all are part of the same family, so it's important. Amen. Why suffer? Guess what? When one rejoice, we all rejoice. So the church is so important. If you realize the value of church and the church family, amen. The church, and we're not a rich church, but we do our part to try to help out. Amen. So just make sure you let us know. If you have a loved one in the hospital, send in. We have a prayer request and a prayer board out in the hall, and the prayers on the back of the bulletin. We have prayer on the back of the bulletin. We have prayer on the screen. Just send us those prayer requests, because these are great times. And you don't have to suffer alone. You don't have to go through your trials alone, but we can be there to be a help. Amen? And also keep us in prayer, because my uncle passed last week, and we'll be going down to Georgia this week. So just keep us in prayer. Amen. Traveling over the roads, whether it's the highways, through the bus, or on the plane, or by the train, or whatever. You can take nothing for granted. As we heard, we're still praying for all those families up in Amsterdam. that lost 20 people in one accident. Amen. The one family lost 4 daughters and 3 son-in-laws in one accident. Amen. So we never want to take it for granted. You're not guaranteed when you get in the car that you're going to make it from one place to the other. Amen. So we have to thank God. Every time God blesses us, we need to learn to thank God. Amen. So we're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which is going to be coming from Hebrews. Actually, the Lord has been dealing with me with this about faith for quite a while. A few weeks ago, we went over, where is your faith? You all remember that? Where is your faith? Amen. Amen. So today, So today we're going to read Hebrews, the 11th chapter, start with the 6th verse. We're going to read verses 6 through 13 and then verse 6. I mean, 8 through 13 and verse 6. We're going backwards. But I want to place emphasis on the 6th verse at the end. Can we all say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Verse 8 reads, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for, and it wasn't his yet, so he didn't know where it was, but he was going out by faith. But what did he do? He obeyed. Amen. So when God spoke, he obeyed. How did he do it?
By faith.
Amen. And he went out, not knowing. I wonder how many of us could be Abraham. God sent us somewhere or tell us to do something, and we don't even know where God is leading and how God's going to do it, but we'll do it by faith. Amen. And later on, we'll go more over faith. Amen. It's like I was talking to someone, not to highlight, but they weren't qualified for a job, and they said, I'm not going to do the job. And the boss was telling them to put in for the job. And they went and did it anyway by faith. And even though they weren't qualified, Lord, thank you. Even though the resume didn't say I get the job, how many know God can make a way where there is? Verse 9, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. How many know this world is not my home? Right. Amen. They say, when you walk by faith, you don't focus on this world, but you look for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. How many want to go to that city? I want to go to the city. I know they got some beautiful places down here, but when God builds a city, when God makes a city, there ain't a man on earth that can compare what God has done. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was. Lord, we bless your name. Amen. I don't have to listen to what the doctors say. I just go by faith. Amen. By faith. Because she judged him. If God has made you a promise, Lord, thank you. If God has made a way for you, don't you let a demon in hell talk you out of your promise. Don't you let an enemy talk you out of your promise. Amen. Because she was able, even though her seed had been conceptions, sight had been cut off, but God had made her a promise. How many know God is faithful? Come on, how many know God is faithful? I don't need you to tell me anything. I just want to hear from the Lord. Because I know that he is. God is faithful. Therefore, spring there even of one, and him as good as dead. So many as the stars of the sky in multitude, as the sand which is by the seashore in the world. These all died in faith, not having received. How many people have walked out away from God because they have not yet received the promise? If you walk away from God because you didn't receive the promise, then you don't have
faith.
If you walk away from God because what you believe is going to happen didn't happen, you don't have
faith.
But these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were, I got a conviction, hallelujah. I don't see how it's going to happen, and everything is against me, but I am persuaded, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Now we're going backwards. Now let's go into verse 6. Now what are we talking about this morning?
Faith.
But without
faith, it's impossible to please God.
Wait a minute. But without
faith,
it is
impossible.
A lot of people say, well, how do I please God? Where is your
faith?
Amen. Where is your faith? Because without faith, it's impossible to believe, please God. For he, Lord, I don't want to come in vain. I don't want to come in myself. I don't want to be coming with me all wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in self. But I want to come to God in faith. But he that cometh to God must believe, and believe that he is a rewarder of them that. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we take nothing for granted, but Lord, we're here today because of your goodness. Lord, we're here today because of your mercy. Lord, we're here today because you're looking at all of our faults and you saw our needs. But our hearts desire today, Lord, to speak to us. Lord, send us a word that will inspire our soul. Lord, speak in the word that will help backsliders to come back to you. Lord, send a word that sinners may cry, what must I do to be saved? Lord, send a word in the name of Jesus, so that he that has clean hands will grow stronger and stronger. Lord, send a word to heal. Lord, send a word to deliver. And send a word to set free. And for this, can we all say in Jesus' name? Come on, can we say in Jesus' name? Amen. You may be seated. So today we're dealing with faith. So our message today is very simple. What is faith? What is faith? And our subtopic today is, are you just a believer? Because believing is not faith. Believing alone is not faith, and we'll go over that just a little longer, a little later. So the question we want to deal with is, what is faith? Now I want you to just, in your mind, I don't want you to call it out. In your mind, you say what you think faith is. Now we know verse 1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But what is faith to you? Amen. What is faith to you? Now we'll put this out. One thing that we do know about faith, as we read in verse 8 about Abraham, one thing about faith, if you have faith in God, then you will be obedient. Alright? Obedient to whom? God. So faith and obedience are directly tied together. So if you don't obey God, how can you have faith? If you don't obey God, then you don't have faith. You just are a believer. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So the difference we're dealing with is, what's the difference between faith and a believer? Now, if you have faith, you have to be a believer. But you can be a believer without faith. You can be a believer without faith. But how do we know that? Let's go to James, the second chapter. So what we're dealing today is, what is faith? Faith has been made shipwrecked today by a bunch of popular preachers. A lot of popular preachers say, if you give God $100, he'll give you back $1,000. That ain't what the Bible says. Faith is you walking in obedience and then believing that God will perform his will in your life according to his good plan. That's faith. If I tell you, if you come up here and give me $10,000 and I pray for you, God's going to heal you, that is not faith. Because if you give me $10,000 and I pray for you and God heals you, then it wasn't God that healed you, it was supposed to be my faith. Yes, we know God gifts of healing. Amen. But it's a manifestation at the right time. So if you give me $10,000 and you get healed, that means you have to pay for your healing. That ain't faith. Right? If I tell you, well, the church is trying to raise money and I got a manipulative plan. If everybody gives me
And they always find the exception when they want to prove that God's going to do it. But if the exception is 1 out of 10 million, how many of those are poor percentages? Those are poor percentages. So faith is not what people say, but faith is what God says. And one thing about faith is it's impossible for you to have faith in God if you don't have a relationship with God. So faith is directly tied into your relationship with God. So how do we know that we can just be a believer and not have faith? Let us go to James, the 2nd chapter. Y'all still with me? We're going to start in the 14th verse. And we're talking about what is the difference between a believer and faith. I'm afraid to say many in church today have not gone beyond the point of just being a believer. They don't have faith. Well, how can we say that? Because if you have faith, then you will obey God. Well, how do you obey God? All the way. You obey God. Your faith can't be based on another individual. Amen. I know they say you can name it and claim it. Jesus named it, but at the end, when he claimed, he said, but not my will, thy will be done. And I say, no, go get all of your stuff back that the devil has taken from you. Well, we just read that they're looking for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker. So I'm not worried about down here. How do you know if you believe in God? Jesus said, believe also in me. Why? In my Lord, thank you. In my Father's house there are many mansions. So I can't focus on what's happening down here. I got to walk in faith. The minute you disobey God, you get out of faith. Then you're just a believer. You know, I say, well, I pray that God can do this. At the end of every one of your prayers, please insert this. Not my will, but thy will be done. So what a lot of people are saying, you can make God do stuff by faith. You can't make God do anything by faith. Because if you can make God do things by faith, then that means God is controlled by every person's whim and whimsical way. God operates according to the good pleasures of his will. Can we say hallelujah? So don't get caught all up in this stuff and then lose trust in God and lose faith in the church and lose faith in everything because I claimed it and I believed it and I didn't do it. I didn't get it. Well, what did God say? Right? We're talking about faith and being a believer. Well, what are you talking about? James 2, 14, 7, verse 14, 7 chapter 14, verse 3. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have and have not works? Can faith save him? So I have faith, but where is your works? I heard Jesus say on the Mount of Beatitude, let your light shine before all men so they may see your work. Your works are supposed to do what? Glorify God. So faith glorifies God. Amen. So a lot of times you want God to do something, then we stand up and tell how God gave me this, gave me that, and blessed me for all this. And by the time you finish, you wonder who's getting the glory. Are y'all ever been in some of those situations? Who's giving glory? Well, your light's supposed to shine before. So that God would be glorified. Verse 15 says, if a brother or sister be, we're talking about faith. Amen. If a brother or sister be destitute. Thank you, right? And destitute of food, and one of you say, depart in peace. Be warm and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it? So we're talking about faith. So God has blessed you. He said, keep me giving you. I want to do all for my money. You're serious. You're around some of those people, right? So I used to get on my wife a lot. I don't get on her no more. I say, I'm going to leave her alone. Amen. We were in Atlanta, they had, it's sad. They had all these people living in cardboard houses under bridges. Amen. And they were bad.
they really looked bad. And she was giving out money. Every time I turned around, she was giving out more money. I'm like, by the time you finish, we ain't gonna have no money now. Matter of fact, my brother said to me, he said, man, speed up. He said, speed up and lock your window so she can't let it down. He said, well, if you don't speed up and lock your window, she's gonna give all your money away. Is that true? You are to share with what God has blessed you with. So if he didn't say you know a stranger, if you know a someone that's close to you or is in need, and you have the means and the ability, and you say, well, I'm not going to give them nothing, let them come another day when they try to do something for themselves. Is that faith? Amen. So he says in verse 17, even so faith, if it has not works, is. A lot of us have some dead faith because we talk God, but our works are dead. We're not doing for God. Yeah, no, God bless me. I'm running for my life. I've been healed. I've been set free. I've been delivered. But you don't have no life. Then you're just a believer. You don't have faith. Now listen, by no means that I'm telling you, go give all your money to people. Is that right? But I'm saying you have to have a relationship with God. When there is a certain need, you have to give. Amen. Because that shows your faith. And the Bible says this, whatsoever you sow, you shall reap. So if you are in need and you give, guess what? God's going to give back to you. But if you don't have any words with your faith, just tell yourself, I'm just a believer. All right, y'all ain't working with me. I said, tell somebody else. I said, tell yourself, I am just a believer. Why? Because you got about $500 in your pocket, and you know our brother don't have food today, our family don't have food. He said, well, that's their problem. Amen? I'm going to pray for them. And if you can help, I said $500 extra. I can say $500 and you got to pay your bills. Amen. I'm talking about you got, but you don't give. The Bible says faith without works is you are just a believer. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I just want to skip down to the main part. Verse 19. Let's get to this. Thou believest there is
God. Thou
believest there is. Then a real translation says this, thou believest that God is one. That's a real translation. But you know, because we have Trinitarians and people don't understand God, they say you believe there is one God. So they try to make it in our English so we understand it. But what the scripture said, thou believest that God is one. Well, guess what? Who else believes? The devil is also. Well, does the devil have faith? Can y'all answer this with me? Y'all know the devil ain't got no faith, right? Because to have faith, that means you have to have a relationship with God. That means you have to trust God. That means you have to talk to God on a regular basis. So does the devil have faith?
No.
But is the devil a believer?
Yes.
I ain't gonna ask you if you're a devil. Just say but I'm just showing you, you can be a believer and still not have faith. Amen. So the question today, do you have faith or are you just a believer? Because if you have faith, then you put yourself in the stead of God. Because I have faith, listen, because I have faith and I have a relationship with God and I talk to God, amen. For instance, my wife did this at another time. I'm going to use her as an example. We went to visit someone. These are good examples. We went to visit someone, and we were there for a few minutes. You know, when I'm coming from Atlanta to New York, I don't like doing all that stuff. As Evangelist traveled last week. We talked 2 times for gas, they better get the food in between. But I don't like to do a lot of stopping. But she said, God made her to stop for somebody. But God made you, but he will leave me, and I'm driving. You know what I'm saying? God made her, but he didn't leave me. Well, how many know if you ride in the car for almost 15 hours with your wife?
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? That's a long way to ride. Seriously, that's a long way to ride when you pass what she just told you to pull off.
Right.
So I used that lift. I stopped. We were there for an hour, and all the whole day, after 5 minutes, I was doing this, but she wasn't looking at me. This man, we're wasting time. So after an hour, we left, and we went an hour up the road. I already didn't want to stop the first time. We went an hour up the road. After about an hour up the road, she said, you're going to be mad at me.
Yeah.
trying to do something good, right? Right? And yes, they had kids too. And still looking for a job. But what I'm saying, if you have the ability to help someone and you don't help them, that is not faith. Because the scripture says in the 19th verse, thou believest that is one God. All right, really means God is one. Thou doest well. The devil will leave. They said, I can't even get saved. All I can do is be scared. All I can do is shake. So when I read that and read the two translations, I'm like, man, how is the devil able to convince all these saints that God is a Trinity? And they believe God is one. Think about that. How can you believe that God is three in one and the devil believe God is? What? So, if the Bible says God is one, and the devil believes in one God is one, but they create this false doctrine that God is a Trinity, where did that come from? That came from the devil. Amen. So I'm not gonna take a lot longer, but I think how many got it? If you have faith, you must also have works. Let me finish this second chapter off. But what about no vain man that faith without works is a whole lot of people in church. But do you have works in church? All right, y'all get quiet. Y'all laughed at me when I told them myself. So there's a whole lot of people in church. We're not saved by faith. You're not saved by works. You're saved by faith. Because the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching us in the night of God and the world of us. Yeah, we know all that. We all know that stuff. I know all that. But if you're in church, what are you doing for God to show you have some works? When the scripture says, let your light shine before. It didn't even say saints. So if you're supposed to let your light shine before men, that means when you're not in church, your light's still supposed to be shining. When you're driving down the road and somebody cuts you off, your light's still should shine. Yes. Hallelujah. Because you're supposed to let your light shine before all men so they can see your good works and glorify your gospel. Now, when you got road rage, that ain't God's glory. Yes. When you telling somebody off, that ain't God's glory. So we got a lot of people in church, they're saved, they got running for Jesus, got everything, but they act contrary to God. Earlier in that same chapter, it said, if you keep all of the law and offend in just one point, you're guilty of all. Amen. So the problem that we're trying to figure out in church, do we have faith or we just believers? So when nobody else is watching you, are you still godly? And when you go home and your husband deals with a wife deals with a husband, a parent deals with children, are you still godly? Lord, thank you. When nobody sees you, do you still give God the glory? Yes. Do you still have words that glorify God? Well, what do we say by words? We say by faith. Yeah, but faith without words is dead. So you have to do something to show God, I want to be counted worthy. How many of you will never be worthy, but we want God to count us worthy. We are never being a place for God to bless us like we ought to be, but God, giving you my heart, so bless me, Lord. Bless me in spite of what I'm not.
is your faith.
Now I got like five more pages to go. I ain't gonna touch it.
But is your faith,
as they all go into ministry on four,
is your faith in obedience to God? Honestly, faith. If your faith is in obedience to God, are you? Actually, I gotta read one more. Go to Hebrews 10 chapter and the 38th verse. We're gonna read this last verse. This is what many that claim to have faith are why they're just believers. This is why many that claim to have faith, they're just believers. You know why? Because when it comes in the face of man, we're shrinking back. We're pulling back from God. Those are some little verses. I'm going to look at my scripture. Amen. Those are teeny verses.
All right, 10, 35 says, cast not therefore away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward.
You know what your confidence? That is faith. Faith is persuasion or is a conviction that God is going to do in my life just what he says he's going to do according to his will. Faith is not God's going to do what I want him to do, but faith in God is going to do what he's going to do according to his will. For you have need of patience that after he has done the will. I wonder how many today can say I've done the will of God. Now for this verse, amen. You have need of faith, patience. And after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet in a little while that he that shall come will come. Now the just. Now the just. The just. That means righteous. I'm in good standing with God. Shall live by. But if any man. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no. Listen, that's God speaking. If God